Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Money Watch ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Welcome to the Money Watch podcast. I am your host, Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. It is Tuesday, March 21st, and it is officially spring. Although here in New York, Mark Talercio, best executive producer and co-host extraordinaire, here in the East Coast, I always hate the end of March, and I don't even like April that much. What's your opinion?
What about March Madness? You're not into it?
I mean, I'm okay. Like, I'm talking to you on the day that brackets were, like, everyone's filling out their brackets, but I don't know. I'm very upset about the Mets right now. So you and I'll have a conversation about that afterwards, but, you know, we have some issues, like idiots who are doing celebratory runs around the bases and blowing out their knees in the process. I mean, what? How do we have this luck? Huh? Come on. It's just not good. Anyway, we digress. Mark, you know what's the best part about March? It's that it's getting very close to tax season. I think that actually this week is the largest number of returns are filed. I think it's like this mid-March to April window where there's a huge push, right? What this means for me is that I am so happy we're going to be talking to Ed Slott on March 30th. And I also want to say that you can join us if you'd like, but that would require you to subscribe to our brand new service, which is called Jill on Money Live. It is a service that is offering quarterly webinars with special guests where you get to ask the guest questions in real time and you get to see our faces on the screen. Mark, I hope those cameras make us look better. Are you going to try to have a different shot? Is your background going to be different? What are you planning on for these new webinars?
No, I'm not planning anything different. I think the cameras, Karen and I have been testing this stuff and I have seen what it looks like. It's definitely a sharper, crisper image than what you get off the standard built-in camera.
All right. Well, I'm very much looking forward to it. If you would like to join us this coming month, March 30th, with Ed Slott, and you would like to become a brand new member of this new community called Jill on Money Live, just go to the website, jillonmoney.com, and you can register. It's $35 for the year. So we're not really talking about big money here. And I also want to note that on that website, you can always ask us your financial questions. All you have to do is hit the Contact Us button, and a form will pop up, and you fill out the form. And often when Mark gets some of the forms, I think that what you decide is who has the most interesting story. I think you kind of prioritize like who's in really serious trouble and then who's got an interesting story. Am I right in that?
Yeah. If someone has a pressing need or, you know, someone is ill or just passed away or needs to make a timely decision, those people usually get bumped to the front of the line.
Yeah. And then it is who's got a cool story. And I think that that is what drew you to our guest today, because Gabby, who is on the line from the East Coast, has an interesting story. Hi, Gabby. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So I just want to be clear that this has to do with a horse. So let's talk about it. What's going on?
So at the age of 47, I decided to take up horseback riding. I had been kind of down during the pandemic, and I'd always been a chipper person, and I was a little like, I wish I could get my good mood back. And then a friend's four-year-old took a lesson. She snapped a picture, put it on Instagram, and I saw it and was overcome with this envy. And then I said to myself, I'm a grown woman. I don't have to be envious of a four-year-old, you know? So I messaged the stables and I said, do you teach middle-aged people? And they said, we do. And I said, do you have slow horses for nervous middle-aged people? They said, we do. And I've been riding twice a week ever since. And I love it. It's just reinvigorated my life.
That is so cool. Let me ask you something. Have you ridden horses previously? What's your experience?
So I rode for a couple years when I was like 10 and 11 years old. But I wasn't, everyone was like, oh, everyone's going to learn to canter. Everyone's going to learn to jump. And I didn't really want to learn to do that, but I didn't know I could say, no, I don't want to do that. I just want to like walk around the ring and pet the horse.
So you really love that. That's so great.
Yes.
And so this is what I like to say could be an expensive habit. So tell us, like, what is it that about, so you now are doing this twice a week. How much does that cost you, just out of curiosity?
So that is $600 a month.
That's not so bad.
I figure it's worth every penny.
I mean, let's just think about this. You're feeling better. It's $600 a month. You know, you're on the East Coast. So let's say that that's like going to therapy maybe three times in a month, like not even four times, right?
Exactly.
So essentially, this is like weekly therapy and you really are benefiting from it. So thank you so much. I love that. Now, goodbye. No, what can we do for you? What's the issue? This sounds great.
So it's wonderful. And it is my one indulgence. Like, we don't have any debt or aside for our mortgage. We don't have expensive cars. But my new goal is to get my own horse one day. And I'm thinking maybe when I retire or maybe sooner than that. But as you said, it's an expensive habit. And I don't want to purchase a horse unless I know I can financially take care of the horse.
Okay, so let's talk about what's going on in your life. First of all, how old are you?
I am 47.
And are you partnered, married, single? What's your status?
I'm married. My husband's 48, and we do not have kids.
Okay. Well, this makes it easier to buy a horse. I'll tell you that much. Do you guys both work?
We both work, yes.
How much do you guys earn together?
Combined, we make $193,000 a year.
Okay, that's great. And are you putting money away for retirement, both of you?
Yes. With our company match, we're putting, including company match, we're saving 14% towards retirement.
Okay, that's good. How much money have you accumulated in retirement?
We have $900,000 saved in retirement, and that includes $65,000 in a Roth IRA.
Okay, great. That's awesome. What about non-retirement assets? Any money saved?
Yeah, we have an emergency fund of $30,000. I'm on a mission to increase that. Okay. Right now it's $30,000.
Okay. And what about brokerage account or anything else like that?
Nothing else like that.
Okay. Rental property?
No, we purchased our house. We have a mortgage. We owe $290,000 on it. Our mortgage rate is 2.625%. So we are not paying it down early.
Is that a 30 or a 15?
I refinanced. So now we have 18 years left.
Okay. Wow. How much is the house worth?
Zillow puts it at $454,000.
All right. But you're sticking around. You like your house.
We love our house. It's our forever home.
Are you like in the suburbs or are you out like where you could actually have a horse in your backyard?
Regrettably, we couldn't have a horse in our backyard. I'm about like a 25-minute drive away from places that, you know, you can have a horse.
Okay. All right. How's your cash flow right now? Like, how do you feel about your, like, just paying your bills? You know, you're putting money into retirement. Like, how is it going?
Yeah, our cash flow right now is good. You know, we have extra left over at the end of the month, which I'm putting towards like I bonds and our emergency fund. We're using it also to buy some things around the house. So we are very fortunate.
When you're talking about I bonds, was that included when you said you've got $30,000 in emergency reserves also in I bonds, or is that something extra?
That's included in the emergency reserves.
Okay. So what do you figure you need to live on for projecting, you know, because what we want to do is we want to say, like, how can we make this horse dream become a reality? Mr. Ed visits Gabby. We want to know what it is that we're putting on the table here, because I want to make sure we can finance your retirement. So what is it, the amount of money you think you would need for retirement?
Without a horse, we would need about 9,000 a month, I think.
9,000 a month. Okay. And would either of you be entitled to a pension?
No, but we are entitled to keep our health insurance when we retire, just paying our, you know, our usual copay amount, which is a nice benefit.
Okay. That's very nice.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order. Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
What about in terms of the retirement need? What's the game plan about when you would want to retire?
Well, it's interesting. I love to work. Like, I go in every Monday with a song in my heart. Like, I love working. So I
this
don't
is
wanna...
like you, Mark. The same as you do. Mark does that too. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
It's nice to meet other people like that. We're few and far between.
Indeed. Indeed.
So I don't want to retire early. I'd love to work to 67 or 70. But on the flip side, though, I have to say my family doesn't tend to live very long. My mother passed away when she was only 57. Mm. My dad only lived to be 72. So I also don't want to put off happiness.
Yeah, I get that. But you're healthy today. You're healthy. Okay.
Yes.
And your husband as well?
Yes. Yes. Okay. He's healthy. He loves to work. So everything's
good. What should we shoot for? Should we shoot for, like, what does it look like if you work 20 more years, or what do you think?
Let's shoot for if I work, 20 more years. That's perfect.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So that would put you guys both in the category of like your full retirement age for Social Security. What is the Social Security benefit that you are likely to receive at your full retirement age?
Combined, we'd receive about $5,700 a month.
Anything else that we should know about any other like siblings you would have to take care of? Are your husband's parents alive that we should be thinking about? Anything like that would change your financial life?
No, I think everyone else is thankfully doing well.
Okay, that's great.
Yes.
Mark, do you have other questions here?
I was just curious. So right now it costs $600 to ride the horse twice a week. What do you think it would cost to own it? You know, the stable and the feed and everything?
Yes. So I talked to my instructor about this, and the initial purchase price of a horse is probably going to be about $30,000. That's including the vet check, the transportation, you know, getting a saddle, all that. Mm-hmm. I'm actually not worried about that part. The part I'm worried about is then monthly, it's about $2,300 a month. Yes, I know.
Okay. Wait a minute. So what is the advantage? Like, what if instead of, okay, we have a lot to play with here, because forgetting about the fact that that is insane, like that maintenance is like the, you know, like it's like you own a co-op in New York City. That's what you're paying for. So the thing is, you have so much runway in terms of like, if you wanted to ride 4 days a week and it was $1,200 a month, it's still cheaper than the cost of owning. So what is the advantage of owning?
Well, it's funny to me. I do love the riding, but I also love the relationship with the horse. Like I actually don't want to ride more than twice a week, but I would love to be able to go and, like, you know, groom the horse and take care of the horse and spoil the horse.
Can't you do that just like volunteer at your stable?
I could, but then it's hard because you get attached.
Jill, you got to like think of your relationship with Charlie and Trixie. Do you want to go rent a dog?
That is different. No. yeah, I know. I get it. I'm an animal lover, so I get it.
I mean, if it's not possible, I can accept that.
Mark, what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, it's an expensive habit. That's what I can tell you. You're talking almost just call it $2,500, $3,000 a month.
Right. Right. I mean, like you said, I think the purchase is one thing, but when would we want to think about doing this? Now?
No, not now. Maybe when I'm like 60?
I'm a little bit concerned about that extra. That $2,300 a month is actually real. Let's say that, like, when your mortgage in 18 years, okay, you have no mortgage. I get that. Is that was not included in your $9,000 a month, or was included in your $9,000 a month?
That was included, yes.
So by the time how much is your mortgage payment? Just the principal and interest, not the home, you know, not the insurance and taxes.
Just that is $1,700 a month.
What if we said you cannot buy a horse until your mortgage is paid off? And then you slide the amount. So then we're actually in the right place, right? Because then the $1,700 a month that was going to principal and interest essentially is going to be used to pay that monthly amount. I mean, she's already paying the $600 a month. So it's almost like the exact number, the $1,700 a month from the mortgage, $600 a month from right now, right? And then we're at that same $2,300 a month. And then the only thing we have to come up with is the $30,000 of the purchase price for the horse. What do you think about that, Mark?
That works for me. I was also just going to ask, like, has she met anybody along the way who maybe has a similar interest? Is there someone that can, you know, you can maybe go havies with on this?
Oh, that's a great idea.
It's interesting because another thing I could do is I could lease a horse where you are kind of renting the horse. And that way, you know, if something happens financially, you can always
back out.
Lease. Yeah. Yeah.
How much is that?
It really varies. I was half leasing a horse last month and it was, I think, another $700 a month, but then the horse had to retire and he left. Mm. Yeah.
You see, your heart is going to be broken. I mean, look, I think for now, I want to keep the dream alive. The dream is alive. Okay?
Okay.
It cannot happen right now, obviously. So what I think you should continue to do is, like, let's see how you, like, in 10 years, we check back in and we see if the money is available. What you should be doing is, in addition to your retirement accounts, I do think you want to beef up the emergency reserve fund, right? And I do think that it's helpful if you actually also have some money that is sitting in non-retirement assets that you can use if you did want to purchase the horse. I mean, you need like a real deep recession to help you when someone's like, oh my God, I can't believe I bought this horse. Take it off my hands. You know, that's what you need. But you're going to have to build that up. And then why don't we just monitor it? I think that it's a possibility. But it's a long time from now. What I can say is you seem to be in very good financial shape. You and your husband are doing a good job. You live in a high cost area. So I get that. Keep your eyes open. Start thinking about other ways to do this. And maybe there's a different answer that is more affordable. But if you really do fall in love with a horse and it is, you know, and the mortgage is kind of done, then maybe you can do it. I mean, it's just not my favorite thing to like plunge so much money and take on that expense in a retirement scenario. On the other hand, people do a lot of nutty things and it makes you feel good. You know, you're not putting a spoon up your nose. This is like a wonderful habit, you know? Mark, thank you for that laugh. I appreciate that. Leave this in. I don't know. I think it's a possibility. I'm intrigued. You intrigue me, Gabby. You intrigue me. It's a beautiful story. It really is. It does. It's sort of like the way you framed it. I really appreciate it. Mark, is there anything else? I mean, Gabby, do you have your estate documents? Is everything in place that should be in place? You're riding a horse, for God's sake.
Yes, we have everything in place and term life insurance. So we're good.
Okay, good. What else, Mark? Anything else for Gabby?
like you said, not this second, but I like your idea of redirecting the mortgage money. She's already used to paying the $600 a month. So that could potentially float the need in retirement. I don't want her to stop doing this because it's, you know, it's changed her life for the better.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. It really is. So send our best to Mr. Ed. And Mark, I know it won't surprise you to learn that actually everything associated with a horse I'm allergic to. Number one, it's smelly. Number two, I'm allergic to horse hair. And number three, it's scary.
I enjoy it. I went on a trip to Montana once. I rode horses all over Montana. I love it.
Wow. Well,
we want to get Theo on a pony sometime this year.
Gabby, how old do you have to be? The 4-year-old got on the pony, but I don't know. I've seen a lot of movies where kids fall off those ponies. It looks scary to me. How young can you be on a pony for real?
They can start at 3 years old.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, we wish you the very best of luck. And we thank you so much for checking in with us. And check back in and let us know how it's going, okay?
Okay, great. I'm going to start a horse fund and I'll check back in with you in 10 years.
well, not 10, maybe sooner than that. But send us a picture of a beautiful horse. We'll put it on the website, okay?
Do that. Thank you.
All right. Well, if you, like Gabby, want to have a dream potentially become a reality, go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and you will be able to perhaps make something happen, some magic occur. Don't forget, you can buy the book, The Great Money Reset, right on the website, and you can sign up for the free weekly newsletter. Mark does such a great job with that, and I'm very grateful for that. Okay, Mark Talercio is the co-host and the executive producer of Money Watch. Karen Kranick is our web queen. We are distributed by Paramount Global, and we drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. You can listen to this pod ad-free on Amazon Music or on Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to leave us a rating and review while you're over there at Apple. Lift someone up. Change your work. Change your wealth. Change your life. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you on Thursday. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcast starting May 8th. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts starting May 1st.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.